When a trader is late notifying customs that he should be registered for VAT, three things happen.
First of all, his registration is backdated to the date from which he was liable to be registered. So, in other words, to the date from which he should have been registered if he had notified them on time.
He must also account for output tax on his supplies and deemed supplies from that date. So from the date on which he should have been registered and charging VAT, he would have to account for VAT on all those supplies made to that date, today, when he finally gets around to notifying customs. Having said that, credit for input tax can be given if the normal recovery rules have been satisfied. The final thing that happens is that he is liable to a late registration penalty for the period of default, unless he can convince customs that there is a reasonable excuse for his delay.
The penalty is based on the behaviour of the person concerned and is a percentage of the potential lost revenue. Remember that this is the same principle that we covered in the last lecture. For a deliberate and concealed act of failure, the penalty will be a maximum 100% of the potential lost revenue. For a deliberate but not concealed act or failure, the maximum penalty will be 70% of the potential lost revenue. And for any other case, e.g. for making a careless mistake, the maximum penalty will be 30% of the potential lost revenue. Reductions are available for both unprompted and prompted disclosures. The table on the screen details the maximum and minimum penalties that could apply.
Note that where the taxpayer is simply careless in not notifying his liability to register, the reduction in the penalty depends on how long has elapsed since the person was first required to register, and it can be mitigated to nil with an unprompted disclosure within a year of registration being due. G Limited started trading on the 1st of July 2009, making taxable supplies. Supplies exceeded the registration threshold in April 2010, so G Limited became liable to register for VAT from the 1st of June 2010. However, the company did not realize this until after the appointment of a new financial director, and customs were not notified until the 31st of December 2010. Sales in the period from the 1st of June 2010 to the 31st of December 2010 were £150,000.
Proper documentation for purchases has not been kept, so input tax cannot be recovered for this period.
You are required to calculate the penalty payable by G Limited, so click on A, B, C or D when you have worked out the correct answer.
Let's have a look at the answer.
G Limited had sales in the default period from the 1st of June 2010 to the 31st of December 2010 of £150,000.
As G Limited should have been VAT registered in this period, these sales are deemed to have been VAT inclusive. £150,000 times 7/47 will give us the output VAT due of £22,340.
Therefore, the potential lost revenue is £22,340. Assuming that G Limited has been careless in registering, the maximum penalty is 30% of £22,340. This gives a maximum penalty of £6,702. However, as the company has made an unprompted disclosure and registration should have been made less than 12 months ago, the penalty could be reduced to nil.
If a taxpayer has a reasonable excuse for notifying customs late that he should have been registered for VAT, then they have the power not to impose the late registration penalty. For us, it is unfortunate that there is no definition of reasonable excuse in the legislation. What we do have in the legislation, however, is a definition of what is not a reasonable excuse. We are told in the legislation that an insufficiency of funds to pay the tax is not a reasonable excuse for not paying VAT, and that the reliance on another person to perform the task is not a reasonable excuse. Now, reasonable excuse applies to several different penalties. We are just looking at late registration penalty here. So, for example, if we had been waiting for our accountant to tell us when we should register for VAT, and we use that as a reasonable excuse for being late, then that is reliance on another person to perform the task, and that is not a reasonable excuse, and hence the penalty would still be imposed. It is very difficult to establish a reasonable excuse, but customs have issued a leaflet which gives ideas as to when a reasonable excuse could be accepted for late registration. In particular, customs identify compassionate circumstances and give an example of the serious illness of a sole trader or a close member of his family. Also given as an example of a reasonable excuse is where there is a transfer of business as a going concern, where there was little break or perhaps no break at all in activity. Returns were made on time, tax was paid on time, but under the previous owner's registration number. This would be a reasonable excuse. If there was any doubt about the liability of supplies, for example, if they were exempt or standard rated, and where correspondence had been ongoing with customs, then that might be a reasonable excuse. Doubt about employment status, where correspondence has been ongoing with the revenue on whether the individual is self-employed and hence subject to VAT, or an employee and hence not subject to VAT. This could be another example of a reasonable excuse.
Let's now have a question which brings together your knowledge of VAT registration and late registration penalties. Fran used her redundancy pay to start up a tea room. Her takings are as per your screen.
She started the business in April 2010, and we have her takings up to and including August 2011.
Fran's main costs are food, which is zero rated, but she also incurs input tax on crockery and other consumables, and this input tax averages £500 per month.
In March 2011, Fran realizes that she should have registered for VAT. She notifies customs on Form VAT 1 on the 30th of March 2011 and starts charging VAT on her sales from the 1st of April 2011.
For the purpose of this illustration, assume that the standard rate of VAT is 17.5% throughout the period. You are required to calculate the penalty Fran will be liable to pay due to her late notification. So, when you have worked out the penalty, click on the correct answer, A, B, or C below. Let's have a look at the answer.
If we add up Fran's turnover on a monthly basis, we see that by the end of September 2010, her turnover is £72,000. This exceeds the VAT registration threshold of £70,000. Fran should therefore have registered for VAT by the end of October 2010. She should have charged VAT from the 1st of November 2010, so the 1st of November is the start of her default period. The default period runs until the date Fran notified customs, which was the 30th of March 2011, so the default period is 5 months.
In this period of time, her sales totaled £41,000.
These sales are deemed to be VAT inclusive. VAT at 7/47 is £6,106. From this, Fran could deduct 5 months of recoverable input tax. This is £500 per month, giving VAT due to customs of £3,606.
The maximum penalty that Fran could face, if we assume that it is a careless error, would be likely to be 30%. But because Fran made an unprompted disclosure, and it was within 12 months of the date on which she should have registered, the penalty can be reduced to nil.
So let us summarise what we know about the late registration penalty again. When a trader is late notifying customs that he should be registered for VAT, three things happen. These three things are: his registration is backdated to the date from which he was liable to be registered, which, in other words, is the date from which he should have been registered if he had notified customs on time. He must also account for output tax on his supplies and deemed supplies from that date. Having said that, credit for input tax can be given if the normal recovery rules have been satisfied. The final thing that happens is that he is liable to a late registration penalty for the period of default, unless he can convince customs that there is a reasonable excuse for his delay.
The amount of the penalty is a percentage of the potential lost revenue. The percentage used depends on the person's behaviour, i.e., was the failure careless, deliberate, or deliberate and concealed.
This concludes the lecture on the late registration penalty.